Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay, Ray, we can't hear you. Just so you know.
So, I'm going to get ready a couple more
minutes. Good afternoon. Today's Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Radio 98 here along with.
Man, could you say that with a little bit more excitement in your voice? But anyway. Good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday, and we are getting there to get the party started. So, I want y'all to know that this ain't easy. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. It's not easy getting the information, and it's even harder making sense of the information, just so you understand. But the hardest part of all is you guys sending me the idiotic information from some other people that just doesn't even make good common sense. So I'm going to try and go through the updates that we have today, which are good. I'm going to try and give out some explanations for some things, which make sense. And then I'm going to give you what we're getting directly from the bankers and directly from DC locations. So I will tell you guys this. Last week we got a message. It might get mad at me for saying this. But anyway, last week we got a message that they wanted to have delivered to you guys. Intentionally send this, that I intentionally did not deliver to you. I'm telling you that part right now. I made the decision not to deliver it to you. So, turned out to be the right thing to do, I think, until he calls me back today. But sometimes that happens. And I just, if it doesn't feel right in my heart, then I can't see it. That's all. Unless I get justification now. You know, years ago, we said things, did things because we were asked to, because we were helping the process. And I know we were helping the process because I was getting responses back from my CIA guys of what happened and what didn't. And okay. And I understand that. And all you guys already know, I'm a military guy. I'm a back the flag guy, because I did back the flag because I was there 15 years. And I'm actually for our government for the most part. I guess you could always say it depends on who's in charge at the moment. But I'm always American citizen first. So we're not ever going to do anything against our government. So don't worry about that part. All right. So here we go. What's good for today? Today is, there's some people in D.C. excited, and yes, they gave me two time frames, and I will tell you that they're both during this month. So that's enough of that. So they're still excited about this month, even though some of our gurus are not. The meeting is this month. When Iraq comes to the U.S. to finalize our agreements, so something could happen prior to or right after the finalization of those agreements. Any way to make that work. The banks are not on standby alert or 25-mile restrictions. Some of the guys are upset because Monday they were at such a high point that they were actually told to look for activation within 25 minutes. That's where they were at on Monday. Within 25 minutes, they were looking for it to go, and it didn't. So they're a little upset today. Let me see what else is happening. In Iraq, they're saying they're disappointed that the budget wasn't submitted. Should have been submitted. Might even be illegal not to submit it this year. So there's still a possibility that we are, in fact, going to see that. They are saying that the agreement between Baghdad and the Kurds will be finalized next week. Coincident is that same time when Iraq will be going to the U.S. or right before? What's today, the 8th? I think they said it's supposed to be in the U.S. on the 24th or something like that. So right around that time frame, did they intentionally drag all this out and continue dragging it out until right before? These are just things for you guys to think about, because they already gave me a time frame. Actually, two time frames. But anyway, we'll see which one happens. So all that is good news. Ray's going to give you an update on the rates, I think. He might not.
Nope.
Depends on how you feel. Will you say nope? Oh. Okay.
I mean, there's nothing new to say, not that I know, unless I missed something.
Yeah, they're the same. No, they're the same.
Okay.
I don't know anything that changed in there. I'm trying to think of anything I forget before I go off. Okay, so let me do this other part real quick, because now this is, I'm going to give you guys a personal feeling. And some of you like my personal feelings, some don't, or some of you agree with it, and some of you don't. So I'm going to say that. So I got some calls, and people have said about a couple different things that are being said out there. So I actually talked with some people today in D.C. so we can get explanations for it so you guys can understand it, and hopefully it will calm you down. And you'll be able to see reality, where I don't know guys who say they have, you know, all these government contacts, military contacts, people in Reno were telling them exactly what's going on, how they could get things so ass backwards. I just don't even understand. You know, I was talking to one of our New York contacts 15 minutes ago. And she, because it was a she said, I wish I could just get to Fleming and slap the it out of him this morning. And I just say they're like, what? She's just like, I mean, I don't understand how people can make up such lies and things that's going on. And I really didn't like it yesterday. I know he already heard about it, because he made out something else this morning. But listen, guys, you cannot come and tell people that Judy Shelton is God, or that, you know, she knows everything and she's in charge of the RV and everything else. You can't come and tell people every other week that Trump signed off on this and Trump signed off and it's going to go, and that China says 12 p.m. and that my military contact says, you know, this is about to happen. And then just one day out of the blue, do a call and upset people and tell them, Judy Shelton doesn't want us to have this. Trump doesn't want us to have this. They've been lying to us the whole time. They're not setting it up. They're the reason that it's being delayed. I mean, really? Back and forth and back and forth and the same thing every day? Now, all of a sudden, they've been tricking us, lying to us. They don't want us to have it. Our own government doesn't want us to have it. And here's the kicker. But yet you would announce that 220 other countries already started exchanging? I mean, how stupid is that? 200 other countries. Then how is Forex still going? How is the NAR rate still up there? Why hasn't it changed? You think it changed in 200 countries, all except for us, and they're all making money on exchange of dinar, and we're still giving it away for nothing? I mean, who does that even make sense to? How does one country get excluded from a global rate? You guys say things and don't even think through what you're saying. Doesn't even make good common sense. The dinar is not restricted. We can go to the bank right now and buy it, Citibank. Rate hasn't changed. Online, rate hasn't changed. But you're going to tell me it changed in 200 other countries. And so our country is just giving away billions of dollars to whoever wants to walk up and get it. It doesn't make common sense, guys. It absolutely does not. To even tell people things like that, get them into a panic over something that if you don't know is not true, you should know is not true. Doesn't make any sense. And I'm telling you guys, you need to just stop listening for something that just doesn't even make common sense, doesn't even have a possibility. So then these idiots come out and tell us that, you know, our country has stopped printing coins. They're not going to print coins anymore. They're not going to print $1 bills anymore. They're not going to print $5 bills anymore because we're getting ready to become a third or fourth world country. And I'm thinking, who is believing this shit? I mean, who's even paying attention to this guy anymore? Or all of them that's out there saying this nonsense about Jezra and Nezra and this is what they're doing and they're going to take over and we're going to Austrian measures. Guys, this is what happened, and this came right out of D.C., just so you understand and everybody understands. We had an incident in this country for the last 3 months. It's called the coronavirus or COVID-19. During that process of the last 3 months, the time that we've been shut down, currency has not been moving. That's all. Currency has not been moving. So it is hold on a minute. Okay, yes, it is. Currency has not been moving, so we don't have to there is a shortage. It's not really a shortage, and I got it. And this is the reason that I called today and asked the question. I went to two banks yesterday, and they both said, we need coins. Bring us your coins. Why? They said, because we can't get coins. Okay, does that mean the Treasury stopped printing coins? I went to a vending machine over the weekend, got my change out. Guess what came out? Four brand new 2019 quarters in a vending machine. Now, here's the reason they're having a shortage in coins, guys. Because we haven't been spending money for 3 months. We haven't been in the store shopping. The coins are in our pockets. The coins are in the stores. Where they're not is in the bank. Because nobody's been making deposits because nobody is shopping. So there is no coin circulating. Everybody's been using cards because businesses have not been willing to take dollar bills because of the virus. And that's very simple. You see it. So we go to a coffee place, they say, debit cards only, credit cards only. They don't want to touch any money. The store is the same way. Don't want to touch any money. So it hasn't been circulating. And coins, the least of all. They're still out there. They're still printing them. Now, the Treasury is doing something different. They have reduced the amount of the lower denoms that they're printing simply because they're printing the higher numbers, 50s and 100s, for you and me, for what's about to happen, and for the simple fact that they put $2 trillion out there digitally, and there needs to be some dollars in flow to back it up. So that is what they're doing because that's what people are going to be spending. The higher denominations when this happens, not really the ones, twos, and fives, but the 50s, the hundreds. A lot of people walk around with $100 bills. That's not going to change the prices. It's not going to make bread cost anymore, gas cost anymore, anything else. It's just going to be more people with more money And when they spend cash, it's going to be the larger denominations paying for what they want. That is what's going on in our currency market. Not all that BS that he put out the other day or the other guy about our government being taken over and about ones, twos, and fives disappearing and about us paying triple and quadruple for everything that we get. It's a bunch of stupid nonsense. We don't even know how they even made it up. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to come and put that out to people who don't know better or people who are honestly trying to trust you and believe in what you say. And you tell them something for 2-3 months. The next day you tell them these very same people supposed to be your saviors or the one keeping it from you, don't want you to have it. And then less than 24 hours later, you change your mind and, oh, they're good guys again. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. And there's a bunch of them out there doing it and not really giving you guys the correct information. Some of it doesn't even make sense. You guys texting me, y'all trying to tell me you're tired of hearing me? Oh, okay. So I'm telling you guys this. If people ask why did I waste my time, because unfortunately, I get the calls. That's why. I get the people crying. I get the people upset. I get the people who didn't send me, Tony, is this true? Can this be true? Are we this? And I ask you guys, I mean, I did say listen to everybody, but listen to what makes sense. When people just start talking about nonsense, the same guys over and over again, just try not to pay attention to it. Let's listen to what makes common sense. Let's watch, see what's happening, and do what we've already always done, and that is put the pieces of the puzzle together the way we do it. And that'll make it work out. Okay. So, again, good news is Washington is absolutely getting ready. They're doing things today, next couple days. They were given a window to be ready. The banks have not been given that same window as of yet. They're upset because they were all excited sitting in their seats and told the next 25 minutes they were going on Monday, and that didn't happen, but they still know it's happening, so we're still in the right place. Iraq is saying that Kurdistan and Baghdad will finalize their agreements next week, which is a good thing, and then we'll see what happens when everybody makes it to the U.S. So this month is still a good month so far, as long as things stay on track and nothing changes, which is a good possibility. So be happy. Be happy. We are there. All right, Ray, let's do it. I know everybody tired of hearing me preach, but, man.
Okay.
Some guys mess it up for everybody. But, all right, go ahead.
All right. I'll save these comments for another time. Buckles 102 says, have you heard that if we have Zim, they will not offer us contract rates on dinar and dong?
No, that is not true. And why wouldn't they offer you contract rates on everything? You're eligible for everything. Why just because you have Zim? They actually are trying to get you to get as much as you can and leave as much as you can in the bank. So that doesn't even make sense. Just because you have them, you can't get the other contract rates. If they tell you that, get up and walk out. Go to another bank. Because nobody's going to tell you that. Every bank I know, well, there's actually probably only very few banks even doing the them. And the main bank doing the Zim will give you the contract rate on all of them. I know that for a fact. And the other, okay, so let me put this. There's only one bank that I know out of the top five that's doing the Zim. And you guys already know it is. So the other four aren't even concerned with it. So how does that statement even make sense? That they're not going to give you the contract rates on the rest of your currencies if you have Zim. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Life Be Perfect says, on July 1st, the committee guy had an approved message. Any updates from that?
No updates. We did call him this morning. I was waiting for him to call back. He might not call back after that, though, so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Angels With Me says, as Wells Fargo is the main bank for the RV, I was planning on exchanging with them until I saw the episode on them on Dirty Money. My trust in them is shaken. Please give me your input.
I gave it to you guys on Monday. I said, everybody is sorry or says sorry when they get caught. But what they're sorry about is the fact that they got caught, because the penalty is less than the profit all the time. You can look in history. Any bank ever been penalized, it was less than they made every time. But guess what? Every bank does business virtually the exact same way. They just haven't been caught yet. They do things. They're all like that. They're all in it to make money. Now, I can't say every bank is out there creating accounts out of thin air like they were doing or those kind of things, but every bank does something because they're making money. They're doing whatever they need to do to make a profit. They just haven't been caught yet. And it doesn't really matter. It's not like any of the banks was like Bernie, even though I like Bernie, and just taking your money or your money would disappear. They were just making money in different ways, different little profit areas that they had that just weren't all legal. It didn't cost you any money. Now, I got a refund from Wells Fargo. I'll tell you guys I did, because they created account in my name that wasn't mine, but they did send me a check. And I said, thank you. I appreciate it. Didn't cost me half of what they probably made off of that, but I did get paid for it for whatever reason. I am not concerned right now with any bank. When this RV happens, they will all have too much money to fail. That's for sure. To fail. Now, if you're worried about your investments, doing business, getting caught up in some other stuff that I told you guys, that could happen at any bank at any time. It's just life. It's a chance you're going to have to take if you're gambling, especially when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in profits. So that's a decision you have to make. I personally am not concerned with Wells Fargo taking my money, doing a bad deal. Matter of fact, I like some deals they are offering. I mean, I really do like some deals they are offering. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to go out and see what the other banks are doing, too. The only difference that I can tell you between Wells Fargo and everybody else is Wells Fargo is a foundation bank, and they have to accept anybody and everybody for at least 30 days. The rest of the banks get to pick and choose right from the start who they want to do business with. That's the fundamental difference, and then what currencies they're going to deal with. Okay, what's next?
Bernie 66, Canada started exchanges.
No. And that's the same stuff that it said this morning. People in Canada are exchanging. Nobody's exchanging. Canada is with us, guys. Mexico's with us. We're the same area. We're all going to exchange at the same time. How can Canada get the benefits that we are getting and offer if we're not even exchanging? And that's what I'm talking about. They say things that don't even make any sense. I mean, good common sense tell you right across the border they cannot be exchanging, because we all be driving across the border. We'd have left 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, if that was even true. Even some people. And it's not true. We know the Canadian banks. We have Canadian people right here in TNT. We talk to Canadian people. I have a global trader that's in Canada that exchanges when it's time. He's not exchanging. I know nobody else is exchanging. And that's why the comments don't even make sense for them to even put stuff out like that. There's no other countries. Countries who put this together, the U.S., the U.K., or Bush and Blair, however you want to look at it, how are they not going to exchange when they put this whole thing together, but everybody else can exchange? I mean, who does that even make sense to? Nobody. So these guys are just upsetting me. Anyway, just be putting stuff out there to be putting it out there for some reason. And I agree with her. I don't even know how to even come up with some of this mess. But go ahead, Ray.
Sadie, should I fear any of the banks that we deal with that hold our after RV money will be able to use it to bail themselves out if they get themselves in trouble? We just watch it disappear?
I don't think that's going to happen. They're not going to use our money to bail themselves out. The government will always give them money to bail themselves out. They're not going to let the banks fail, guys. The banks fail, our entire economy fails, our entire way of life fails. And trust me, they're not going to let that happen. Just as easy as they printed $2 trillion to pass out, and they're talking about printing another $3 trillion to pass out, they will print $5 or $6 trillion if they need to prop up the banks just like they did before and have them give it back. That's the last concern I will ever have is the banks fail. Now, you might run into some other issues, but the banks failing is not going to be one of them, not the five big banks. Little banks always fail. I mean, every quarter they show us which ones fail, who took them over, everything else. That's just part of the process in banking. But the big five banks, I don't ever see that happen. Okay, what's next, Ray?
Jim and KC. The militia are no longer issuing idle threats. They are actually carrying out targeted assassinations of those speaking out against them. Is the needed stability of the country in doubt and the RV due to this?
So, just so you guys know, I'll tell you, Ray. Jim and KC sent me a text today. Didn't he send you one, Ray? He told me that we talk too much and we talk too loud and our answers are too long. And he's having to type too much, so cut it down. But then he comes and asks a question. Can you guys believe that? He's going to tell us we talk too much, but he asks a question. Okay. So,
you know Jim was kidding, though.
So, Jim, understand this. The militia has not assassinated the prime minister. They assassinated one guy who was really vocal against them. He was actually vocal against all the corruption in Iraq, but he turned his attention to them, so they assassinated him. I don't know. They may assassinate everybody who comes out and talks against them because they are the militia. That's what they do. They don't follow rules and laws or anything else. But again, you got to look at 62 people were shot in New York. 62. 70-something people were shot in Chicago. That's just two cities. We talking about one person getting shot in Iraq. No, they're not unstable. They're probably more stable than we are. They didn't have a whole 100 people shot in the entire country over the weekend. So if anybody's unstable, it's the U.S. No, that is not going to affect the RV. Go ahead.
Last October, you said 300 corrupt members of parliament left town when the demonstrators threatened to burn their homes. Could the long parliamentary vacation be an excuse for those who would be arrested once the reforms go live with the RV to be out of the country when the RV happens?
I don't think so. I don't think so. If they were going to arrest them, they wouldn't let them leave the country. And the ones who he didn't want to leave, he issued an order, I think, last month, saying they could not leave the country, who were under investigation. So I don't think that has anything to do with the parliament going on vacation. Okay, what's next?
Likewise, says, recently you have mentioned possibly having two RVs for the Iraq dinar. What caused that?
A couple of people over there and over here mentioned it to me, different people. I mean, we're not associated with each other. So when that happens, I know there's something in the works going on out there that we're not fully aware of yet. And actually, one of them is an Iraqi citizen, and I mean citizen, he's not in the government. So they've already heard it. It's going to come out with a rate, and within 2 weeks or 60 days, because I heard both, they're going to have another rate, which is a second RV, is what they're being told right now. Doesn't matter to us, because that's going to be probably in-country. We're already going to have our rate. We're already going to have the contract rate, and we're going to be working. So I don't know how it's going to affect us at all.
Okay, Lena. Tony, how much corruption is still going on through the Iraq currency auction? If there is still corruption through the auction, can it be stopped soon enough this year, as I do not believe the RV can happen in the fourth quarter?
Okay, so the reason the auction was turned over to the Finance Committee versus CBI was to stop the corruption, or at least get better control of it and how the payments are being made and be more transparent. So while I'm sure it hasn't stopped 100%, they are working towards that. That's why they changed who is in charge of it. That was the whole reason. Now, do we need every bit of corruption in the country or in the CBI or in the finance department to stop before the RV occurs? No, we do not, because that's going to be years before they stop every bit of it. Okay, what's next?
All right. Scotto says, are the IMF global projects an investment where the interest that's paid tax-free, or is it a platform investment?
There's no interest paid tax-free other than this revaluation that I know of. No interest is going to be tax-free.
That takes us to the board questions.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now. Huh? You mean live questions?
Yeah, the live questions. And also do want to remind the callers that 516-531-9813 is the call for Q&A. That means if you have a question that you want to ask on the call, that's the number you dial in on. But if you don't have a question to ask, you don't dial in on that line. You get in on the other lines that people get in to listen to. This line can only hold a particular number of people. And if folks are on it who don't have any intentions of asking questions, you're blocking someone from getting on who wants to ask a question. So that's why it's called the Q&A line. It's with people that want to ask questions and get answers. Just a reminder to some who have either forgotten or just totally disregarding its purpose. First caller, 404.
Okay, wait, Ray.
All right, hold up, 404. Yes.
Hold on. There's somebody keep texting me. He said his hand is up.
Nope.
You said your hand not up,
might,
buddy.
Might be up now, but it wasn't then.
Okay.
If the hands that are up, there's, I can clearly see which hands are up and which ones are not.
All right.
And which ones were and which ones were not, as far as on this end.
Okay.
So if they did what they need to do to get their hand up, it apparently it just didn't take it. But all I can go by is what I'm seeing on this end. And I'm seeing a lot of people on this Q&A line that don't look like they intend to ask any questions. And so they shouldn't be on it. So take due notice thereof, govern yourselves accordingly. Whatever happens, happens.
404, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. And yes, I do have a couple of questions. In your opening remarks, Tony, you alluded to the fact that your sources are telling you two time frames. They're both in this month. And then later in your commentary, you alluded and used the terminology window. I was curious to know whether or not when they were saying time frame or window, were they specific or were they giving you ranges? Like, you know, are they telling you it's going to happen at 3 o'clock on such and such a day, or are they still giving you windows in a range of several days?
No, it's still windows of opportunity. Or it's really not even opportunity where they're putting it, windows of expectation. But we'll see.
Okay. And, again, you got that information within the last 24 hours?
Nope. I got that information within the last 2 hours.
Okay. That's even better. Okay. Also, you were in answer of one of the questions dealing with Wells Fargo. You were reminding the listeners that Wells Fargo really, by virtue of the role that they play, are having to take anyone that comes to them within 30 days. After that 30th day, 31st day, whatever, that is meaning that Wells Fargo can go along the same lines that the rest of the banks and be selective. Is that correct interpretation?
Okay. So, no, what I should have said, and you're right by what you're saying. So Wells Fargo has to initially take everybody. They only have to take those people for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, they can tell those people they need to find another bank.
Okay. That's what I wanted to be sure that I was hearing you say and get that clarified for those that may not have picked that up. So whenever this window of opportunity or expectation occurs, we know that 10 days hence, that means that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project would be, and may it happen in July. Sure would like it to be a July project rather than August, but I guess time will tell on that one, as other sage individuals always tell us. And again, thanks, guys. Appreciate all your help and information. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 281 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Tony. Good morning, Mr. Ray. How are you all?
Good afternoon.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm just groovy great, honey.
Groovy great. Okay. So I can't even call you Back to the Future. I got to call you Back to the Past.
Baby, I'm going into the future, though. We just waiting on the August. I have a couple of questions. You say you have always said no question is a
That's right.
Question.
There
dumb
are
question.
No dumb questions. That's right.
So, with Parliament out, right? They're out right now till September, right?
Yep, Parliament's out till September.
Okay, so for the RV to happen and the rate to change, who would activate that with them being out?
TBI would always activate the rate. The only thing they were waiting for was for it to be in the budget and be approved so they could do it. Now, did they need that? No, because the TBI could change it when they wanted to. That's something they wanted to see happen first, to know the government was stable and everybody's going on. Has that already occurred? We're not hearing anything about the 2020 budget at all, except today, finance was mad that it wasn't submitted. Come, they haven't submitted it. Well, how could they submit it unless it was already done? So now that's what they're mad at, that it wasn't submitted. They know what rate is. They know the dollar amount they're going to use, everything. They just haven't decided how they're going to spend it. And as long as they don't, they'll still go with the 1/12 of the 2019 budget, which they can do. But all this is just stalling. That's all. Until the moment they announce it.
Okay. You mentioned Monday, the question I had, but for the last couple of times, I'd be waiting to ask a question, and the phone would throw me off, and I have to get back on. I thought, and I don't know if I'm wrong or right, I thought that in order to activate the terrorist tax, the rate had to be changed.
I thought two things. I thought if you're getting kicked off the call for any reason, it's because Ray knows your number. So that's something y'all need to discuss. No, Mike. Okay.
Mr. Ray couldn't do me like that.
And it, yes, we were always told that tariffs should be kicked in without a rate change because people couldn't afford to pay it. There is no rate change as of yet, but my guys in Kurdistan say the tariffs were kicked in at the border. So some of the other countries didn't like it because they're paying import-export taxes. I don't know that the prices have not gone down to the people yet or reflected in a price change there as far as what they're paying. But it wasn't supposed to occur without the budget.
And they didn't sell it?
I don't think it may have happened because there was no rate change. I think the government knows that the budget is done. They know at what rate they're doing it at and else, and they feel it's going to be activated sometime this month, so maybe that's why they went on and did it.
Okay.
But nothing has changed on their cards, their currency, or, you know, the salaries that they're getting right now. None of my people told me that the rate has changed.
Okay. My last question. You know the man that the bank did the money for his house and in his vehicle, I believe. Have you heard any more from him?
Yep, talk to him today.
Has he gotten anything else since then? Or we can't know that.
I will tell you that he is scheduled for meetings this week.
Okay. I said that was the last question, but I do have one other question because my husband said that was a good one. Now, between you and Mr. Ray, I know you're not going to answer it, and you may. Is there some things that is happening for us that is good that you all have been told that you cannot tell? And it's you either tell us yes or no.
Oh.
See, that was
anything.
Are there some things that are happening that are good for us that you and Mr. Ray, you hear me, cannot tell us yes or no? Because I feel there are some things that are happening that you all just can't tell us, but it's for our good.
Only thing that we have for your good is the window of opportunity that they're looking at. Other than that, we give you all the information. I try to explain it to you the best I can and give you enough information where you can make good decisions.
Okay. I can understand that. And I wouldn't try to pull some, you know, the windows out of you because I understand. And I do understand that you all do be knowing some things sometimes that you just can't tell us. But I appreciate what you and your brother, Mr. Ray, do give us. So with that, I thank you all for the questions, the answers, and you all have a great day. And we're looking forward for the RV to go forward this month.
All
Okay.
And you're right, but not at this moment. There are sometimes we get information and they say, hey, you can't say this on your call. But they've been doing that for years too. But I want you to know so you understand what's going on. And they'll say something, but you can't say it on the call. Or this or that. Yeah, and I have to acknowledge that. But anything like the other day when he sent us that message, because I told Ray, I can't believe he wanted us to say this on the call. Anyway, I didn't say it. I just didn't feel right. But then I can't things that just don't feel right either.
Those I understand. Both
okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Mr. Ray, look for something Friday.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. 281 again. You're on.
Hey, Ray. And Tony.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey. I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, my first question is, have you heard anything from your Texas sources, bankers? Are they still not on board yet?
Still not doing anything.
Oh, okay. All right, well, they will eventually. Now, the meeting that is supposed to be happening in the coming days with Baghdad and is it the Kurdish people, is that's not part of the Baghdad people, that's not part of the parliament, is it? Are any of those people involved in the parliament of Iraq at all?
They have two committees that are meeting to work out the details for the agreement. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Parliament is going to be involved in it. Now, they're not meeting with the whole parliament. They're meeting with their groups, make their agreements, and eventually it will have to go through them. I mean, our committee, the president can agree to it, but the committee and parliament will have to take a vote on it, which I'm sure they will do whether they're on vacation or not. And even more importantly than that, for us to see, my information is they already did it. There's already an agreement. They've already taken pictures, and they're waiting for when to make it public. So it doesn't matter if Parliament's already gone. If all of it's already been done, and this is nothing but a smokescreen being used to drag it out to this day.
I get you. That explains, because that was going to be my question, as to, you know, does it make a difference that they're meeting next week and Parliament is on vacation. Okay, so my next question is, in your opinion, why do you feel that they did not need that there is no 2020 budget and they're going to transfer all that stuff into the 2021 budget? What would make them delete the 2020 budget?
Okay. Again, they are publicly saying that it's too late in the year for the 2020 budget and that they won't have time to come to an agreement on it. So they started working on the 2021 budget, which is what they should be working on now anyway, because it's July. So they're saying since we can't come to an agreement on the 2020 budget because of the price of oil and the coronavirus and everything else, let's stick with the 1/12th a month that we've been using for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, that's what they are publicly saying. People are saying the 2020 budget is done. The rate is in. And again, they're just using this until they make their announcement to drag it out. They've gone as far as today and put out an article to say it's illegal not to submit the 2020 budget.
I saw that. Okay, so my next question is, what would make them put Iraq on the money laundering type list, which would be a negative for them, correct? Have you seen that article?
No, I haven't seen that list came out today. Well, what would make them put them on the list is if they keep laundering money. People there, they sanction certain people, companies, everything else. But again, they threaten Iraq and CBI with that. That's why they changed the authority for the auctions from the CBI to the finance department.
Right. Okay. So with the money laundering still going on, so would that mean that it's still going on to this point? Or is that could have been in the past, now that they feel like Iraq is stable and all this stuff? Is that from something that happened in the past, in your opinion? Or do you think it's still going on at this point? And at this point, if it's still going on, are they going to try to get this stuff under control first before they even think about releasing it? I mean, doesn't that affect the monies that's going to the people and so forth and so on?
Okay. So, okay. So here's the whole thing. They moved the money over to the authority and responsibility to finance from the CBI to stop the money laundering and to take away some of the angles that they had through the CBI, agreements, people, and control. Now, they've done that. They know that doesn't occur overnight, but it's a process. They put all the money laundering laws in place because it's part of the process to control the money laundering. They had to make it illegal first. They had to make the border cross illegal first. They had to make a lot of things. Then they had to put the sanctions on the company. So it's a lot of pieces to that puzzle in order to close up all the loopholes first. And they're constantly working on that and changing the people in charge as well as the organization that's in charge.
Okay.
So, again, it's a process. So what I'm seeing is the EU put them on the money laundering list, not the U.S.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And I know because Tish looking out for me. She just sent it to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had seen it. Okay. Well, I mean, I was just wondering because, I mean, if I didn't know exactly how that process worked. But hopefully within 2 weeks when they come here to the U.S., you know, I guess they work out what we've been waiting on. Hopefully that exchange rate and all that stuff will be discussed, and then we may see something, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Do you think that it can be released before the 2 weeks, or at least the rate made known before the 2 weeks? Could that be possible, or in your opinion, you think that we will see the rate to this meeting?
I think we could, what's today, the 8th?
Yeah.
The meeting is
24th, I think, is the meeting.
Meeting, yeah. So, it's possible that we can see it before the meeting, and they can come here and have a welcome ceremony, bringing your country back, everything else globally, and conclude the meeting. Now, again, the agreement could be concluded before they get here on the 24th. Even though it's here to finalize it, it could already be agreed upon and put in writing on the 24th when they get here.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Well, thank you for answering all my questions, and you guys have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Hopefully
talk
this
to you
is
later.
Our month.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. 707, Erico, you're on.
Well, good morning, Ray. I just have one question for you. Have you been able to reestablish the 404 number for getting notifications for the calls. I looked at my phone this morning just before I dialed in, and I had all kinds of Twitter information. I didn't have time to figure out what they were showing me, but it looked like they were going back to the notifications that we used to get regarding our calls.
That's news to us. As far as we know, the 404 no longer works according to Twitter. They canceled that service. But if you got something today, they may be doing something new that we're not aware of.
Well, it looked like it was new to me. I never had seen all this information showing up before. And it was showing me, you know, different ways to click on this and it would do this, but I didn't have time to figure it out. I'm not very good at figuring these things out. But there's a lot of information there from Twitter with regard to follow TNT. And so I just thought maybe if you had heard that or caused something to happen, it would sure be helpful. So.
Well,
no, sorry,
you know
sir.
What?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, let's
okay.
just see if anybody else is getting the same thing. I'm sure they'll let
okay.
us know since you brought it up.
Well, I appreciate you hearing my question anyway. Okay, I'll keep trying. I'll just try going to the 404 number
right
again and reapply and see if it works.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
Yes, sir. 754, area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. I have
good
a
morning.
Couple of questions today. Number one, there are paying people, and I've read that they are paying them through August. If they are paying them, what is to stop them from holding this off until September when Parliament comes back? Can that be a possibility, one that we don't want, but is it possible?
Well, anything is possible, and we can't guarantee anything. So let's look at it. I got in Kurdistan that said he hadn't been paid since February. So now this month he gets a paycheck. So is he as mad now as he was 3 weeks ago? No, because he at least got some money in his pocket. And they're saying they guarantee their paycheck not every month, but on time every month from now on. So that could be calming them down. One article came out, said they're getting paid the month of June. Another one came out and said they were getting paid for the month of February. So if they're going to get all their back payments, they're going to have enough money to last with them, so they don't need to do anything. Article says they got $5 billion from World Bank. They got $15 trillion that internally they loan and said it will pay July and August. So they don't need to do anything as far as paying government workers, because that's all it's paying is government workers. What about the rest of the people in the world or in their country who need those jobs, who need income, who need money, everything else? It depends on what they do. Because even if the government workers are saying, I got some money so I can wait, if the rest of the economy doesn't have money, it means they can't wait. So it's up to them how loud, how boisterous, if they're going to get in the streets and demand it or not. We're not hearing that today like we heard it last week or over this weekend like we heard it last week, demonstrations and everything else. So everybody's pretty much calm. They're pretty much calm because they are being told it's about to happen over there in the streets. Like I said, all the citizens know the RV is about to take place, and they're telling them in the coming days. So they're waiting to see that happen. I don't know what day they get fed up and say, this is bulls again. I just don't see them waiting until September. I mean, I don't. May happen, but I just don't see it.
Okay. And before you were saying people are saying, what people? Is this your committee members, the people in the government from articles? What people are you referring to? Just what you're hearing on Iraqi TV? Or is it any specific people you're speaking to that are giving you the information when you tell us people are saying?
Okay. When I say people are saying, you have to ask me at that moment which people. Because people in D.C. are telling me something. Government officials are telling me something. Bank officials are telling me something when I'm telling you. I got Iraqi government officials in Kurdistan that are telling me something. I have Iraq citizens that are telling me something. So, see, I mean, you have to be more specific about what I was told when, and this is who told me. So I have the committee member telling me something, and I'm giving you all the information.
Okay, well, that's what I meant. If it's actual, some part of the government or groups. My other question is, since he's coming here from Iraq for a meeting with the president, is it possible that in that meeting, when they come out and they address people in the Rose Garden like presidents always do, is it possible that they could be hold the announcement of the RV until their meetings end and they have a press conference, or would it going to happen prior to it would be announced in Iraq first?
Okay. The RV itself would be announced in Iraq to the Iraqi people and be done. It's not something to come to the U.S. and have a press conference about. Guys, countries revalue their currencies all the time. Even if it's a nickel, dime, quarter, that's not press conference material for the whole world to see. They don't want everybody in the U.S. to know this is occurring anyway. So it's never going to be 6 o'clock news, press conference event, just about the currency revaluing. That's not news to everybody else who knows nothing about the dinar, the dong, or the GCR. If they have a press conference, it's going to be about what our country is going to do with their country, what agreements were made, how many soldiers are going to stay there, what our purpose is going to be there, everything else. It's not going to be about their currency. There's never going to be a 6 o'clock, hold it, stop the world from spinning, everybody look up in the sky, Iraq has revalued their currency. That is not going to happen.
Well, what maybe I phrased it wrong, the fact that they're coming into the 21st century, that they're going to be the country they were before the war, would that be something they would discuss here, or it has nothing to do with the, you know, his reason for coming here?
What Iraq cannot do, okay, or any Middle Eastern country, is come here and make a global announcement how the U.S. saved them. Their partners are doing things, everything else. But they have to look as they are a country standing on their own 2 feet, making changes and things that they're going to do. They're not going to come to the U.S. and give the world their 5-year plan, 10-year plan. Because that's not what it's about. They're going to do that in their country. They're going to make announcements to their people that they're back, that they're international, that they're global. And it's going to look like their government made it happen. Not ours. Now, they're going to come over here, hopefully, but on the 24th, and it's going to be one sovereign nation talking to another sovereign nation and having an agreement, forming a partnership on how we're going to work together from now on. That's what that meeting is about.
All right. My final question, just for clarification, on the budget. We were always told that the budget had to be submitted and approved by Parliament before we could see an RV. And since Parliament is on hiatus until September, now we are told that they have the budget. Does it not have to be approved and the CBI can go ahead with releasing it? And we don't have to wait for that announcement that the budget is approved and in the Gazette and for the whole country to see? It could still go ahead without any of that?
Okay. CBI could always announce the RV. They just refused to do it before they had a stable government and a stable country and a budget to go by. So they're saying the country is pretty much stable. There's not rioting, fighting, war. The government, they have a new government, prime minister, everything they need. They have a budget. They even put out articles that they're going to use a $42, $44 rate to do the budget. It just hasn't been finalized. But everybody knows what it is. It hasn't been finalized because it wasn't submitted. Well, it would have been. CBI can safely change the rate, know what's going to happen, and they can do everything immediately after that or after, just so we don't have a heads up. Because if the budget came out first and the announcement wasn't made with it, then we would all know, wouldn't we? We know the rate.
Right.
We know when it's going to happen. And then it could take them another week, a day to do it. In the meantime, everybody be buying the currency. So I see CBI putting the rate out, especially Parliament is gone, announcing the budget and going from there. Even if they went with the 1/12th budget, they can still change the rate and everything would be a surplus from that point on. So they would start having surplus funds. So there's a way to do it. We just have to wait and see what they're going to do.
All right. Thank you for the information. And I'll let the next caller come on. And I'm still hoping, Tony, by July 17th, my birthday, that we are going to celebrate this RV. So thank you.
Okay, me too.
For your time. And have a great day. Okay?
Thank
you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
G-Man, how you doing?
Feeling super fantastic, Tony, and it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
313 area code, you are on.
Well, good afternoon and good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Hi there. I'm super fantastic.
That's
why
I love to hear you. Oh, I am super fantastic and extra marvelous today. Just excited about what I want to share with you guys. My question was answered, but I did check with the bank yesterday, Chase Bank, and they are selling, or they do have the dong back in stock.
Okay.
So, but my question was answered, and I just wanted to share that good news with you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank
let
you.
Let me ask you a question. Did you get some?
I'm going today. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm ready to go and get me some today, because when I found out, it was late yesterday evening.
All right. Go get it. Let's not miss the opportunity.
Okay, thank you.
Have
a good day, guys.
Good
day.
Bye.
Let's get this done. Okay.
Okay. 507 area code, you are on.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. In recent past, we've been waiting on for the 20th, the 30th, the 6th, and then this week, Tuesday or Wednesday, for the RV to happen. And now we're talking about waiting for the Kurds and or for a meeting coming up on the 24th. What are we realistically looking for?
We're realistically looking for the day that it happens. Anyway, let me tell you, this is what happens, so you understand. And trust me, I know how you feel, how everybody feels, to tell you the truth. Because we get window after window, date, times.
Yes.
But things are like anything else. They plan it, and something changes. Anywhere within that decision-making process or that pipeline, something changes, and we got to go back and do it again, and do it again, and reset. We're, for the most part, so everybody understands, there's probably only 3 or 4 people in the world who knows when this exact time is going to be. Everybody else is given a window of opportunity or a time frame to get ready and look for it to happen and hope that it does. We can only go by the information that we're given, and we try to do that not by getting all of our information from one source or one person, and theirs is it, but by gathering it from a multiple of sources and a multiple of countries and different agencies, and try to see if they're all saying it, and when they all can line up as close as possible, if not solid line, and we can feel like we're ready. Until something else happens. And that's all we can work with. We can work with what Iraq is telling their people. We can work with what the bank is telling us. We can work with what the Treasury is telling us. Agencies in Washington are telling us. I can work with what traders are telling us. And look at all the different information, memos, pieces, and try to come up with a time that we're close to this happening, because we're never going to be able to pinpoint it.
Sure.
And then we have to go from there. That's all we can do. All we can look at is what they're telling us with the pieces that we have. Does it make sense, first of all? Even look like it could be a possibility? And then is everybody else getting excited about it? Because that's what we have to look at. All the information is not just information to be regurgitated because somebody said it. If it doesn't make sense, then don't say it. If it doesn't fit the pieces of the puzzle, then don't say it. If you don't see the news articles and things you see supporting the information you're getting on the back end, then don't say it. If it does and it makes sense, then let's go with this is the information. This is what's being presented privately. This is what's being presented publicly. So we can pretty much assume this part is right. And let's go from there. I'm never, and I'm telling you never, even though I have two windows right now, going to be able to tell you it's going to happen, you know, Thursday at 4 o'clock p.m. and this is the rate. Because those days are gone. We have days when they set them up like that. They want it to happen Friday after 4:15. Here's a window. And they still didn't say this exact time. But now we're on the day. Now we're going to go. We don't know that. It's just going to happen because so many things happen. So much corruption is there now. There's so many people that's going to have to be cut off at the last minute. Okay?
Okay. Now, what is your current assessment telling you?
My current assessment is telling me that there's two windows of opportunity for this month, and that's what we're working with. That's what they say they're pushing for, and not just pushing for, but as of today, are preparing for. So that's where we are.
Yeah. And you're not able to share those?
Yeah.
Are we looking at next week? You're not able to share those, or are we looking at next week for after the Kurds or the 24th or the end of the month?
Hold on for a sec. We are looking for. I already said I'm not going to say it, but I can tell you it's going to be within, what's today? Wednesday? Probably not going to be this week. So I can say that. Okay, it's probably not going to be this week.
Well, this has sure taught me one thing, and that's not to rely on the Iraqi government and base any investment decisions with them.
Well, guess what? They are not the only country that operates that way. It's just that we are involved in this one. Most Middle Eastern countries operate the same way.
Well, we've been doing this a long time.
They've been doing it their entire life. That's how they operate. That's how they're taught to do business.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
972 area code, you're on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. Danny in Dallas.
Hey,
Danny. How you doing, man?
Yes. Hey, I'm doing okay. Ray came on with such a strong admonition at the beginning of the call, I had to make sure I had something pertinent to ask. And I came up with two, not that I generated before, but I was curious about. Tony. I think it was last Wednesday you communicated what I thought you said was an authorized statement. Does that ring any bells?
I communicated part of what they had authorized for release, or we were sure it was authorized for release. But I said I wasn't going to give you guys the whole thing, and I didn't give you the whole thing. And I have since said I was glad I didn't. And I have since said that we made a call this morning, and I was waiting to get a response from them, and they haven't called me back. But since I told you guys what I told you, they might not call me back. I don't know.
Well, you do run the risk. You live on the edge, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing was somebody had asked about the potential or the possibility of tipping the people that we are with at the bank in this exchange. Did you ever get a confirmation on that, tipping our exchangers?
I did. Matter of fact, he called me back during that time frame, and there will be no tipping.
Okay. If we were going to break that rule, what is the penalty?
I have no idea, because I have no intention of breaking any rules during my exchange. Okay.
Well, okay. I guess that's solid enough for me. I'll follow the same advice. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I got. The two legitimate questions, Ray. Pay attention now. Thank you. Gotta go.
All right. Adios. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, 585. 585.
Hey, Tony.
That's you.
Hey, Tony, hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I have a quick question. So I did go to Wells Fargo this morning. I'm down in Davie, Florida. It's about a little bit, but it's between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. My Wells Fargo branch said Vietnamese dong is not showing on their screen. So that's still the consensus that they're getting, and I call it the currency exchange. It's still not showing on their screen as well. My question to you, have you heard with Wells Fargo at the time of the exchange to where they're not, there won't be any a fee for members to exchange?
Ever heard that they would be keeping what? Say it again.
Like, so you know how we get ready to exchange with Wells Fargo. Let's just say you choose that bank to do your business with. That's who I bank with, and I want to do my exchange there. I was told for members, there's no fee to exchange your currencies back to U.S. dollars. Have you heard that?
No. I haven't asked Wells Fargo that, but that could very well be true. I don't see why not. Yeah, for members already in the amount, fees are negotiable, as I already told you guys, and there's such small fees, is what I'm being told, that our committee guys said, why would you waste your time negotiating? And you got to realize, if you're a guy with 50 million, 100 million, 20 million, 10 million, anyway. They may not charge you a fee, or you can get it at zero because they're not going to argue with you about it. You're about to leave all this money here? Okay. Zero fee.
Okay.
But the fee they're looking at is the guy who's bringing in a 25,000 note, 100,000 note, 10,000 note. Fine. They're still going to charge a fee. It's not going to be negotiable.
Okay. And you also stated earlier that you had two windows that you were that they given you. How confident in those two windows are you? Like, I mean, you probably get a gut feeling, you know, and just say once they give you the windows, oh, this is, you know, this is BS. But you know, how confident are you in these two windows that you think this will happen?
Well, you know, I get stuff all the time, so I can't really say I feel good about it because of the source where it came from, and I know that they're preparing for it even as we speak. So
okay.
I don't have confidence in anything because things change.
Right.
As we go along. But they are a source who should know.
Okay.
So, I mean, I feel good about it. It's not the same as feeling confident in it.
Right. You know, I'll feel better about it if, you know, we knew the budget was, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered. But it's kind of shaky for me, so I'm still 50-50. Okay. Just thank you for answering my questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. 702 area code. We'll get you in. Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to know, on Las Vegas, they have a redemption center?
You want to know if Las Vegas has a redemption center?
Yes.
Las Vegas is a redemption center. What are you talking about? You go to any of them casinos and get some money. Walk out with some money. Yes. Yes. Las Vegas has plenty of redemption centers.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. Hump Day Wednesday.
Man, I'm telling you, y'all made me work today. I'm telling you guys that. Shoot. All right, guys. Hump Day Wednesday. I'm just trying to think. It's a good day. A lot of good information flowing, guys. You just got to be positive. Just think it through. We are moving. We set two new windows of opportunity. Go get some dong if you can find it. Wells Fargo is still not selling it. They're saying Chase is. So we need to go. Still an opportunity to get it. And we'll just have to wait to see what happens. Guys, with the other stuff, I mean, you just got to use common sense when they put out this information and know every week they can't keep telling you somebody had to be arrested. The cabal did this. They can't find 200, 2,000, or two more people every week that need to be arrested. That's why it's not happening. That's why they gave us the wrong date. I mean, a complete idiot has to stop believing that at some point. It's not the reason. There's something else going on and resetting the dates. So let's not do that. Let's try and... And I got to still tell you, go listen to some other ones, but be smart about it and know which is just BS or them trying to keep noise and then what is legitimate questions and answers and things that you should be paying attention to is rates, dates, or exchange procedures or good places to put your money afterwards if they have, you know, some things like that, then pay attention. But when it's the same reason over and over and over again, same nonsense, same stuff don't even make any sense at all, and just try and let it go and don't let it bother you and worry you. And God knows, please stop sending it to me. Anyway, so because it just doesn't make any sense. Let's go with the good stuff. The good stuff is the banks are not on standby and alert, but they still know it's happening. The banks told us they were told within 25 minutes on Monday. It didn't happen, but again, they're moving forward. They're upset about it today, but they still know it's going to happen. Iraq citizens are being told in the coming days the RV is going to happen. They're not demonstrating in the streets, guys. So they're believing what they're being told. In the coming days, this is about to happen. We have our windows of opportunity. So we'll just have to go with that. It's a good day. It's a good day to be a Janarian because things are still moving forward. Our rates are still there. If you don't do anything else today, see if there's somewhere, somehow, some way, you can get some more done. It's a great opportunity. Until then, I'm going to do what I do. Enjoy the rest of my day. And I'm going to talk to you guys on Friday. Ready?
Okay. That's it, ladies and gents. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Out of the storm, the clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Enter your PIN followed by the thank you. To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.